Now, a bus ride or train trip is about to get a lot more expensive for many commuters as the government discounts are being scrapped from tomorrow. Since September, the discounts included free travel for children under 13 and half-price fares for everyone under the age of 25. Without the government concession, fares around the country will vary. Some councils are still going to subsidise trips themselves, but in Christchurch, Auckland and Wellington, children aged between 5 and 12 will no longer ride for free. In Auckland and Wellington, secondary school-aged children will see their fares double on buses and trains. The Greater Wellington Regional Councillor Thomas Nash is on the line with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Children, good.
This is going to be a big change for those young people, isn't it? Do you think some people are going to get caught out?
Yeah, well, it is going to be a change, and we are trying to get the word out. We've been trying for a while. The main thing is check your snapper cards are topped up, and the other thing is make sure that you are checking whether you're eligible for another concession, because tertiary students, so in the under 25 categories, and possibly you might be eligible for a community services card concession as well. So make sure you check in those and you've got money on your snapper. But, yeah, it's disappointing that the fares are going to go up like this.
Yes. So what are you doing in terms of making sure people don't get caught out? Is there any flexibility, any leeway for the first few days or weeks?
Well, I mean, the operational kind of work that there is a policy that we don't leave people behind on the buses, so people aren't going to be kicked off the bus straight away from tomorrow. But there will be a point in time where we do need to make sure that bus drivers are getting clear information. And so we are just trying to get the word out, and we have a big POMS campaign running for that purpose.
Did you see an uptick in the number of people using the buses and trains during the subsidised period?
Well, certainly for the overall half-price fares, there was a significant increase. I think it was something like 4% increase over that period. We know that about 1.5% of trips were under 13s travelling for free during this period of these discounts, and about 7% of trips were under 25s travelling half-price. So it did have an impact. Our modelling suggests that removing this targeted support for young people using public transport will slow down the growth of public transport use by between 2 and 4%. So it's disappointing, not good. It was good in our view to support independence for young people using public transport, gives parents a bit of time back in the morning. It's disappointing to see it go.
Well, some local councils are subsidising fares. Was that considered in Wellington?
We did look at whether we could carry this on ourselves. It was going to be about $10 million a year of additional kind of operational expenditure, and we can't really afford that right now. Like many councils, they're already proposing a significant rates increase, 19% around about. We're putting fares up generally ourselves anyway, so we're kind of pulling all the levers. We couldn't really do this one as well. We thought sharing the cost over the kind of national level for targeted support for young people on public transport was a good, sensible policy. During the cost of living crisis, we would have welcomed it continuing. But, yeah, we can't quite afford to do it ourselves.
Sorry, did you say that fares are going up as well?
Yeah, so fares are going up. Fares have gone up 10% this year. So, and that was on top of 6% last year. So we are managing an inflationary environment like every other provider of services. And so this comes on top of that.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Greater Wellington Regional Councillor Thomas Nash. Just a reminder to everyone there that those subsidies for children under 13 and the half-price fares for people under the age of 25 will be scrapped from tomorrow. 18 minutes to 8 now.